We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The city of Richmond has got a lot of problems. You and I both know that. And there ought to be, if we really cared, an effort to make the city better. I will tell you that Mike Dickinson is joining us. Mike is running for the city council. And Mike has had a real political turnaround over the last couple of years. Mike, I'm happy to have you here.
I'm always glad to be here on your show and on WRVA, which is one of the only places someone can tell the truth in Virginia.
Well, that's very kind of you. Now, let's be honest, you have changed politically, have you not, to come around to this conservative side of things? What was it that motivated you to say, you know what, I think I belong on the other side?
It was a couple things. You know, the biggest one was, you know, as you grow up and you start writing checks for your business, you start seeing the government take more and more of your check. And that became a problem to me. It became a problem to me when I feel like the Democrat Party left people who ran businesses and people who work for a living, left them behind to pander for special interest groups. That's all the Democrat Party is these days, special interest groups. They don't care about the hardworking, you know, blue-collar American family or family people at all. They don't want to help you get ahead. They want to make you their business partner, and they want to subsidize you to support everyone else that doesn't want to work. So it was that kind of anger, and then, you know, President Trump played a part in it because, you know me, I've always been somebody who's been outspoken and not afraid to get into a tangle with somebody. And I really like that President Trump, you know, was the same. He embodied the same kind of those same fundamentals as far as standing up for what you believe in and not being afraid to not back down and to fight. And so that, and then, you know, also, you know, God played a little bit of it. So it was a number of things. So, you know, that really led me from being on one side to the other.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, I'm happy to hear about your evolution, such as it is. And I want to talk a little bit about some of your ideas. Remind everybody which city council seat you are seeking.
So I'm running for city council in Richmond in the 1st District. The 1st District is basically everything west of the Boulevard. It is the Museum District, Windsor Farms, Mary Mumford, the part of the city that's around Willow Lawn, all the way out to U of R area. You know, we're really the district of the city that pays a lot of the bills and subsidizes a lot of this inept government that we have, which isn't fair because we pay for it, and then the people down at City Hall manage to wastefully spend all the money.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Tell me about schools, because this is the problem. Look, Mike, people come to this area, and I can tell you as the father of three, everybody, and I mean everybody, said to me, you don't want to live in the city of Richmond. And I said, well, you know, I'm a city guy. I like cities. I like, over the years, I've liked what they've offered and the rest of it. And everybody, regardless of their age, their gender, their religion, everybody was united in saying, you do not want to send your kids to RPS. Now, that's a terrible, terrible situation, but that's the truth. And do we have any way to fix that?
Well, we need to get leadership who is accountable and can solve problems and doesn't want to merely just grandstand. The problem is that we elect people into City Hall and into the City Council and into the mayor's office who only want the title. They don't want to get anything done. Every 4 years when the elections come up, everybody talks about, oh, we want to fix the public schools, and nothing ever gets done. Look at the last 4 years. We spent money, countless amounts of money, on the Redskins training camp. We spent money to remove the statues. Now Mayor Stoney wants to spend money to build a slavery museum, up to $50 million. Mm-hmm. Even look at the Navy Hill. You know, they had this grand idea they were going to build this entertainment complex and replace the Coliseum. The first district city councilman, Andreas Addison, supported that. He's ready to jump through hoops to find the funding to build this gigantic, colossal entertainment center. But during the last 3.5 years, nobody was willing to jump through hoops to find the funding to fix the deplorable conditions of our city schools. So it's just, to me, it's just a farce that people are outraged over 100-year-old statues when we have 100-year-old schools that continue to persist. And, you know, if you look at it, you look at the spending, you look at the spending priorities. You know, it was about a week and a half ago, Mayor Stoney appointed the school teacher of the year in Richmond City, Rodney Robinson. He was a school teacher, and now he is the racism czar for the Richmond Public Schools. How much is that going to cost us? You know, why are we elevating people to administration? Why are we spending money on administration when all that money should be going to get us up to the bare minimum of physical schools? And I'm outraged by it. I mean, even this fall, you know, when we're not having in-person classes this fall in Richmond City. And that's going to leave students who are disadvantaged and already behind, even further behind, because a lot of these disadvantaged students, they don't have Wi-Fi or any kind of internet in their home. And a lot of them only have one parent who is either not there or not working or didn't finish high school themselves. So they're not able to tutor their student or their child in algebra, you know. So that's why I'm pushing this idea that we need to go into the school board budget, and if they're going to push for virtual classes, we need to give every parent in the Richmond City that wants to pull their kid out and put them in a private school a voucher this fall, because we cannot afford to lose time with these kids.
I agree with you. Mike, you mentioned the mayor and the statues. It had completely and totally slipped my mind. We've got so many different scandals underway. $1.8 million paid to somebody who just happened to be a LeVar Stoney donor? What do you make of that?
Yes. Well, we knew it from the get-go. We knew it from the get-go that there was a lot of dirty pool being played in this operation, in this banana republic, you know, that LeVar Stoney resides over in Richmond. You know, it's no coincidence that he basically violated the law twice, and so we need to arrest him like Louise Lucas, the state senator from Portsmouth. LeVar Stoney needs to join her. One, he did not follow – the General Assembly made a law for removing the statues. LeVar Stoney did not follow that law. Two, you know, it's a lot of conflict of interest. When people donate money to your campaign, you can't give them a contract non-solicited or non-bidded. And that's exactly what he did. So that's two violations of the law that our mayor has committed. And someone needs to hold him accountable. And if you look at our city council now, I look at them and nobody's talking about it. Everyone is scared to say anything. They're all petrified to speak up against the mayor. And it's what they've been doing for the last 4 years and left us in this position that we're in now.
That's a great point. Hey, Mike, I want to remind everybody about the website, votedickinson.com. Votedickinson.com, correct?
Yes, votedickinson.com. And also, you know, Thursday we're having there's a city council meeting coming up on Thursday. So our mayor, Stoney, while he walks around Richmond with his armed security detail, he is working to remove Second Amendment rights from the Richmond citizens. One, we can no longer take our weapon into any government building, park, or school. And if this new ordinance is successful Thursday, then we won't be able to take our protection to any kind of public event that's outside.
It's incredible. Mike, I appreciate you being here. We'll certainly talk again soon. That is Mike Dickinson. Mike is running for the 1st District City Council seat in the city of Richmond and is calling out the mayor on these ethical problems. He's calling out the failing schools. He's calling out the lack of infrastructure. This is fascinating stuff. It is 4:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.